Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
What is cheating?
Well, you know when you cheat.
Well, in a relationship between two people.
Yeah.
Do we have a firm definition of what it is to commit infidelity?
Well, your wife's going to have one.
Okay. Well, that's just it. You say you know when you're cheating, but in this case, this man did not know.
Okay.
At least according to his wife, because I know that you, Tommy, are going to argue this isn't anything close to cheating, but one woman that Kimmy and I know, and most women nationally, when it comes to this, disagree with you.
I can see that from a lady's point of view. I got you.
Oh, this is him laying down a nice comfy blanket before he comes in and kicks it around?
I got you, gals. I got you.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. And just a heads up, we have to be very careful with this.
You know it. Yeah.
You know what? You were not included in this conversation for this very reason from the person who's dealing with it. Yes, no, I'm telling you right now. Why are you nobbing somebody?
Well, it's not. That's not cheating.
Kimmy and I, and maybe you, have an acquaintance. A man that has been in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Whose wife recently discovered he has an OnlyFans account. As in, he's paying for
to
look at other women.
Right.
So he's not the one performing.
Exactly. Now, to the five people, Kimmy, who may still be living under a rock, OnlyFans, a subscription service. You pay people who put out pictures and videos in exchange for...
You can subscribe to like their channel and then ask for more if you want.
You got it. So from what we understand, he was trying to keep this a secret from his partner. She went to use his phone for something else, and it was already up on it.
Oh,
yeah. So she is not happy.
I'm sure.
Like, questioning everything in their relationship, not happy.
But it's basically pornography.
Step beyond.
Technically, it's pornography.
Here's the thing.
What?
We're not here to break down two people's drama.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we are bringing this up, to your point,
is
she told him that not only that having an OnlyFans account, when you are in a relationship is cheating. She said, you are cheating on me by having this OnlyFans account. And she was very clear what she meant because she brought up pornography. She says, porn is not cheating because porn videos were created for whoever wanted to watch them. Anybody can log on and watch pornography.
Yes.
The fact that her man was paying women specifically
Okay.
You got it.
All right.
For them to do whatever they were doing, according to her, meant this was more intimate. Therefore, it is cheating.
He found it more stimulating.
Well, I don't know how he felt about it, but she felt this way about it.
I mean, he finds this more stimulating to have a more personal connection
seems like
to what he's looking at.
Because if you're just looking at porn, you don't have to pay for OnlyFans.
To your point.
Absolutely.
Like if you're deciding to actually pay extra for these kind of things, I would think he needed to step beyond.
I mean, I've seen similar issues with women and what their husbands look at.
Yeah, but this woman that we know, she's not an insecure person.
Yeah, well, she wasn't.
Well, until
now.
Across that way. Like, she doesn't seem like somebody that would ban pornography or doesn't think that her husband watches pornography.
It just seems like a step too far to call that cheating.
Okay,
to me.
So you,
but if he looks at pornography, no. But if he gets a little more specific in what he likes, she finds it encroaching on their relationship.
You're interacting
I think that's
with
a fair
this
statement.
Person.
Excuse me.
Too. It's not so much just like this is what he's into. Like you have a perceived relationship with this person that you're subscribing to.
Not to be.
Because you can interact a little bit more.
You can, but not to be contrarian. I mean,
this could be a local person. You don't really know.
It could, but I mean, if you make that argument, you're also arguing going to the strip club is cheating because you're having a personal relationship with that person.
And some women
do
consider that. You know what I mean? Like any kind of lust of the flesh. Some women just go wrong.
Lust of the flesh.
But you know, they get all biblical.
Something about that personal interaction with the person where I can understand why it can be argued as cheating.
So what's the question?
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I will ask you this, Tommy, and all the people that are listening.
Yeah.
Do you consider having an OnlyFans account where you are paying people to look at their product, is that cheating?
No. I don't think.
Not even
close. To me, it's just sexual stimulation. You know, you're just rubbing one out.
Okay.
I mean, it has nothing to do with your relationship with your spouse to me.
So why are you paying that person individually?
Yeah,
because this is
porn?
I just find it more stimulating.
Okay.
But like, you remember, I had a story a while back. Woman I know,
mm-hmm.
her husband, boyfriend, whatever at the time, was looking at Asian girls. And she is not Asian.
Okay.
And she was pissed off because they did not look like her.
I see.
And she thought of that as cheating.
Understood.
I mean, he just found it erotic.
But I mean,
I don't think that's cheating.
All right. Is it cheating? The debate is, look, I would agree with you, that's not cheating. But I would also understand why a woman who doesn't look the way her husband or boyfriend sees sexuality.
It is an ethnic group.
Yeah, well, she can never be Asian.
Right.
Right?
So, or black or whatever, right? Yeah. Whatever you want to look at.
Like, if you look at, I'm sorry, Kimmy. If you are into a woman who dresses up like a nurse, she could go dress up like a nurse.
Right.
If you're into a woman that's going to, like, pretend to be a teacher because that's your weird kink, like, you can go do that.
Right.
I can never be another race. Yeah,
so she took that as cheating.
But, I mean, he could have dated somebody who was Asian back in the day. Would that bother you just as much?
Well, no, because if you're with me now,
you chose me as your partner,
and you're
still stimulated by another race of people that I don't know.
Like, I would think
now this has started to feel eugenics-y. You are stimulated by another race of people.
But I could be attracted to somebody who doesn't look like somebody on TV that doesn't look like my husband, but still be attracted to my husband, which is the argument I feel like you could make for this situation.
And that's kind of the way I felt.
I agree with you.
You could be attracted to more than one type of person.
But, right.
Okay, but here's the thing. If they're only watching Asian pornography or blurred, whatever.
I think in this situation, though, I would guess it's the interaction that would bother you more than what that person looks like.
Okay, so to be clear, with this story we have of someone that we know who is in a long-term relationship, whose wife says she found his OnlyFans account,
yeah.
is paying to look at women. She says that is cheating, even though she doesn't think pornography is cheating. You do not agree with her.
No.
This is not cheating.
I mean, she just sounds very insecure.
Well, it turns out she's not alone in the way she thinks.
Well, women I could see.
A study released 6 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
shows that just over half of the women in America, mm-hmm. 56%, believe that subscribing to an OnlyFans account is, and I quote, definitely cheating. And you said women
yes.
would feel that way. Guys weren't that far behind.
Come on, guys.
38% of men agreed. And that man one is interesting.
I'm shocked.
Well, look, normally men are self-serving, right?
Yeah.
I would guess, with nothing to back this up,
that
the majority of OnlyFans subscribers are men.
Yeah, sure.
Right? So even though they may not worry about their lady getting a subscription to look at some other dong, they still see it, 38% of them, as infidelity. Kimmy, because you were on the phone, I want you to hear this.
Okay.
56% of women said having an OnlyFans account was definitely cheating.
Okay.
38% of men said the same thing.
So the men wouldn't be bothered if their spouse was doing the same thing?
Well, no. I mean, less men would. But I still thought 38%. I mean, that's 4 in 10 men. That's still pretty high.
Super high.
To consider they look at me, anybody, having an OnlyFans subscription as cheating.
Oh, I think it would be higher.
Really?
Because you wouldn't want your spouse to do it.
But how many guys?
I think if the situation was flipped, you would also consider that cheating.
Yeah, but how?
But they're also saying across the board, men and women, guys think that's cheating.
38% of men think it's cheating, 56% of women.
Yeah.
Across the board, for men and women.
Yeah, by the way, it's definitely cheating because maybe cheating was in there too. I'm just using the most.
Blah, right. blah, blah. I got you. Shocking.
You know, it's surprising.
Those guys were cool, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
And Jay.
Okay, cool. I just wasn't sure. No, so I think it comes down to, like, relationship boundaries and, like, the rules you kind of set for these things going into a relationship. Because, like, everybody's different.
Okay. As far as, like, what turns you on.
Exactly. So, like, I've got my two partners, and one of them, you know.
Time out. Hold on. Back
Jay,
up.
Let's roll back here for a sec.
So you are in a polyamorous relationship.
Correct.
And to define polyamorous relationship as quickly as you can for our listeners that may not understand what that is.
Oh, God. So in my case, I'm married to one woman, dating another. And then my wife is engaged to another man. And then he's got his something, basically a web of everybody loving each other.
Okay, so everybody love everybody.
Man, everybody's got to be broke. The amount of money you got to spend just on a weekend.
Can you be married to two people at the same time?
I mean, kind of. I don't think by law. Can, but, okay, you know, right. Sure. Hey, right. You're married now, whatever. Sure. Yeah. All right, so, Jay, I'm sorry.
You know,
go ahead.
You can get triad married in one specific city in Massachusetts.
I'm learning a lot.
Well, they're making a lot of money just in triple tourism, and that's three people coming in. So, you know, that's three dinners. So, Jay, all right,
raking in that money.
All right, let me ask you this, because now we're getting on this, you know, topic of, like, kink and what you're into and what makes you happy. Yeah. Now, Jay, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 28.
Are you 28 years old? How long did it take you to openly talk about
discussions?
Yeah, have this discussion with somebody. Is this someone you met knowing both of you at the same time were into this, or did one person have to be convinced after a little bit of time?
So my wife and I decided in 22 that originally we were going to try to find a third person, but we realized we don't love the same type of person.
Okay.
So that's when we realized we're both going to continue to be with each other, but also do our own thing.
Okay, when you say the same type of person, if I'm getting too personal, just tell me. I don't want to overstep any boundaries.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Is she not into women, or was it a different physical trait?
Different physical trait.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, so, like, you know, she's attracted to me and my type of man, but I'm not attracted to the type of man that she's attracted to, mostly because I'm not attracted to myself.
I mean, what man is, though,
she's not attracted to the type of women that she is.
Okay,
like, she's not attracted to thicker women. I'm not attracted to thicker men.
Okay.
I would need a chart in the house to keep up with your relationship. if I was
Google
in it.
Google Calendar is a lifesaver.
Okay.
It would have to look like the rules to cricket.
Shout out to Google for saving my life.
The rules to cricket.
Like, I'm confused. Like, I don't know what I'm doing right now.
All right, Jay. I got more questions. I'm sorry. So you are married. You have a girlfriend. Yep. Your wife is engaged to somebody else.
Yep.
Okay.
And they're going to have a whole ceremony.
Okay. So you'll both be married and married to other people at some point.
While still being married to each other.
That's the long term. Yeah, I'm probably proposing my girlfriend here in like a month or so.
So you're going to bring another. Okay.
Man, you got to buy another
so
freaking ring, bro.
You're going to have a busy year ahead.
Yeah.
Do you have to get the same ring as you had for your first wife?
Ooh, good
right?
question.
No.
So you can go smaller. Oh, you didn't think about this, did you, Jay? Jay, you didn't think about this. Uh-oh, we got problems, Jay.
Oh, we got trouble in paradise, hand, Jay.
No, I probably will.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because my girlfriend doesn't like all that flashy stuff.
Okay, all right. One more question. So, Jay, and I really appreciate you being so open and honest. Thank you very much. Fascinating.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, all right. So, you're married to your wife. She is engaged to another man. You will be engaged to this other woman. Do you guys live all under one big roof, or is there like a trade-off day like you guys are divorced parents dropping off kids?
So, right now, we're all separated. Like, my wife and I live together. Her fiance lives in the city, and my girlfriend lives in the city. My wife and I are moving to the city in the next couple months. And then once everybody's leases are up, we'll all get a place together.
So you all live together. Ooh. And you'll
not
all
yet,
be married multiples.
Yep. And my girlfriend and her fiance are kind of like hooking up.
Wait, there's one more?
Wait.
No. My girlfriend and my wife's fiance
so
are hooking up.
It completes the circle.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
But you're kind of left out then, bro.
I was?
You're kind of left out.
His wife.
Yeah, he's got his wife and
still
the other
married.
Girl. Yeah,
but she got something over here.
Now nobody's left out.
Yeah, it's one big old circle. Tommy's out.
He's going to do whatever I want.
Bro, this
to.
Is going to blow up on you.
So, okay, I do have a question because we were talking about the cheating thing, right? So, like, when you're in this type of relationship, how do you set boundaries cheating-wise? You know, like, is this a conversation you have of, like, what's cool and what's considered cheating?
Yep, so my wife and I sat down years ago when we first opened things up, and we were like, hey, you know, anything that we're open and honest with each other about is not cheating.
All right.
And when I met my girlfriend, for a while there, it was just, like, me and her and my wife. But then as time went on, we slowly started, you know, branching out and looking for other people as well.
Somebody asked you this.
yeah.
So you're all going to be.
Hey, shut up for a second. So I got all, something else.
No, but this whole living. Once you guys all pile into one place, you got to label everything in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's
got to
be like the work refrigerator up here.
Yes. Don't touch my sandwich.
Somebody got into my guacamole last night. And you didn't close the chips.
And by the way, if you say somebody got into my guacamole, I don't know if you're talking about the actual guacamole or my wife. Can't tell. hey, Jay, Baron Von Butt writes us a very interesting question on Instagram. He does say, what a way to complicate your health and death benefits. Who gets the benefits? Who's the number one beneficiary on your work policy, Jay?
So on my work, on all my work stuff, it's my wife.
Okay.
And then it's always gonna be that way. But once we get a house together, because my girlfriend is saving up for one because she's got all the good credit.
Nice.
Once we get a house together, we're going to form an LLC, so we all have equal rights to
so
that.
So you'll be a business?
A business relationship. Research.
Of getting busy.
He's not a businessman. He's a business man.
Good luck.
Jay, you got a lot. I got to say this. I mean, you know.
You got to be exhausted.
He's got it all figured out, though.
Well, whatever makes you happy.
I mean, I would be out of batch by Tuesday.
I would not have the balls to sit down with my boss and explain, you are now paying for the health benefits for the rest of my relationship,
yeah.
Right? It's, like, do the people you work with know this, Jay? Are they aware of this situation?
Remember, I'm an Uber driver.
Ah, all right. Well, you meet people easy that way.
Right, true.
There you go. All right. So if you get in a car with Jay, you may end up married to him. Just a heads up. Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Have a good one, guys.
All right, there goes Jay.
I would have a headache.
I have a headache now just trying to figure out what Jay's doing.
That sounds so confusing and not fun.
I mean, it's confusing, but at the same time, the way he explained it, I understand, I guess, how it all comes together.
Well, I know how it comes together. Ugh. But... there's a lot of coming together, bro.
Okay.
But
like, there's a lot of organization in place.
No, but just think of human emotion on a daily basis in your
relationship. I think that would be the toughest thing to overcome.
You just compounded it multiple times with all these interconnecting dongs.
Look, I agree with you. It is not for me.
Like, he should be an air traffic controller. Because that's multitasking some ass, man.
Multitasking.
Man. What?
It's funny. You did bring up something, though.
What?
And look, obviously, I could not do this. Did not attract
I couldn't even listen to it.
Okay. That being said, you know, you said, you know, your relationship's going to end. I would love to know the rate of divorce. Well, I guess, how do you measure divorce at a couple that's got
just
five marriages?
Yeah, because you just kind of keep moving on. Like he kept saying branching out.
Yeah.
So it's almost like
a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's like a multi-level pyramid scheme.
Because he was saying that, I don't even know how to explain this, but essentially what my question would be is like, what if two people stop liking each other, but you're all still connected?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you just move on, and then that person moves on.
Well, but what if you're all living?
Who's tasked with leaving if you're still hooking up with the other person?
Oh.
She's right. I mean,
you got to be super open-minded.
Well, talk about the understatement of the century.
No, but even looking past like the initial what we're doing here, to her point,
okay.
As people start moving on or getting pissed off, but they're still in the house, yeah. You know what I don't want to be? The last guy in on this.
Why is that?
Like, you don't know right away, but also, oh, my God. I'm like, you'd be like that last guy in the pyramid scheme that gets completely flushed out of money.
All right. This discussion did not go where I thought it was going to go.
Nope. But I mean,
I've learned a lot today.
Yeah, no.
I think we all learned a lot today.
We definitely did. Yeah. I want to know how many people are living this lifestyle.
Oh, I think that there are more than we think.
Sure.
No, understood, because I mean, look, I had heard of what polyamorous is. I always assumed that was like a third or a fourth person. I didn't know there was this.
I do know the people that are, I don't know anybody that's married that does it, but are in some serious relationships, and they're very open about talking about
it. Wait, like you have friends that like do this and like you hang out
with? I have a friend
with.
Of a friend who is, has explained
well,
this.
See, I don't even know how that works, because are you banging that guy? Yeah. How does that work?
Explained her lifestyle to me, and I am fascinated by it, but she's not married to this person, but they've been in a relationship together for a long time.
So, you know, you say
I
you
didn't think like marriage was all that common in that type of relationship based on how.
So you say you wonder how common this is like throughout the world. Do you remember when all those miners, I think it was in Chile, that they were trapped down there for like 50. Remember, it was like they were down there forever.
Yes.
And you remember when the wives And then the girlfriends.
Yeah.
And then the mistresses started showing up. And they kind of knew each other. Like, they almost, like, the amount of extra action that showed up around the hole while these guys were down there.
Are we talking about the mine still?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's different than this.
Yeah,
kind of,
no,
but they were all...
That's cheating.
No, but they kind of knew each other. Like, they knew that their own men were cheating on them.
Oh.
Like, they knew, like, they had mistresses and, like, side action, but they it was all kind of common knowledge.
Well, I guess the moral of that story is, no matter the situation...
And they all brought food.
Never have sex with a minor.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry?
Nope. Go ahead.
It's good advice. All right, take a break.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
I like living. You like living?
Love me some living,
but,
buddy.
Like, there are things I'm just not going to do to ensure that I live long enough. And this guy I get is like a caricature of someone who wants to take care of himself.
Yeah.
But, like, you got to do this every night before you go to bed.
In a this ritual?
Scientific, right. I guess.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last week we talked about a man named Brian Johnson. He is what's known as a biohacker. And if you missed the break, long story short... he wants to live well past 100.
He's looking for that fountain of youth.
Yes, the idea was he was going to live forever, but he realizes even that's a bridge too far.
Yeah.
And just slow it down.
You got it. He wants to live to 140. So he's in his 40s. He claims his body is as young as a 30-year-old. He trades blood with his son.
Yeah,
he
eats all the weird things.
Yep, a very specific diet. He sleeps in like a specific thing. Like, it's strange. He doesn't have any fun. He works out all the time. He looks... weird.
Okay.
Every second of his life is committed to this process.
So he looks fake.
Yeah. No. I mean, fake isn't even the way to put it.
Looks strange.
He doesn't
look like a robot.
He doesn't look good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Kimmy, there's pictures of him before he started doing this. He looks way better there.
So he's got to be skinny.
Yeah. He's thin.
I mean, look, he's thin. He's look. The guy looks. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
Okay. So he now insists.
What's that?
That the true mark of health for men is how many erections you get while you're asleep.
Oh, you're. Night boner.
You got it. He says it has to do with blood flow and other things connected to it. So the Atom sensor, which launched in 2022, has the ability to detect how often you get an erection and for how long while you're sleeping.
So you wire up your dong?
Yes. Apparently this product, which this man swears by and uses on a nightly basis, it's a ring that you put around your penis.
Okay.
It then sends the information via Bluetooth to your cell phone while you are sleeping.
Okay.
And then
the data you need.
You got it. And you wake up and the data is on your phone to look at how your boner did.
How many erections you got over the night?
Yeah, while you were asleep. And this man, Brian Johnson, publicly shares on a regular basis how his boner's doing.
Sorry. This is while he's asleep?
Yes.
How many times he went kickstand?
Yeah.
How many you got?
Well, last month, he compared the data from one of his night's sleeps to his son's.
Right.
Which means they had a discussion together.
Father-son.
Measuring.
Yeah.
Boner chat.
Hey, man, I got you this ring for your penis for while you're sleeping. Also, what time's baseball practice? Mm. And apparently, his son, who's in his 20s, he and his son have the same about... No, his son's 19.
So they had the same boner rate?
Same boner rate, pretty much.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So he's got a young man's boner.
Yeah, so like he got 5 erections in the night. His son got 6. His average duration of erection is 182 minutes. His quality of erection is 94. How do you measure a quality of erection?
Well, as you start to, are you fully engorged or are you semi?
No, I get it, but I would think you would need someone else to help you measure the quality of your erection.
Oh, quality.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so how long did he say he had an erection for?
It says his average total duration of erection episode. So among 5 erections, he had 182 minutes. So that breaks down to a little over 30 minutes in erection.
That's insane.
While he's sleeping. So he says, bro, how do you even measure?
A 30-minute erection?
Yeah, you should call your doctor. or your friends.
I'm calling everybody. That's multiple times a night.
Yeah, multiple 30-minute erections on average.
Does this information benefit you in any way?
So he says that
you're sleeping. It's not like you're using it.
All right, I'm going to read your quote. Men who do not have, this is from this man, okay. The biohacker. Yeah. Men who do not have nighttime erections are at risk of 70% greater likelihood of premature death. So it's a significant health marker. Oh. This is according to him. Mm. By the way, this man has so many acolytes, followers, that the device that he uses, you can buy for $190 online. However, due to high demand,
they're sold out.
Yeah, there's currently a waiting list for a ring that you put around your penis to measure your boners.
You better get it. You better get in that line, man.
While you're sleeping.
Yeah. Well, I would say, it makes a little sense that if you do get normal erections, it means you have good blood pressure.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Your blood flow is good. You have good circulation.
Sure. Does that go hand in hand?
Because that's
Well, no, it is. I mean, Viagra was originally
a blood pressure medicine, so it kind of loosens things up. So, I mean, it does show you're probably in pretty good circulation.
Yeah.
Good swing there, science, Tommy. I'm in pretty good circulation this morning.
Once you have that information, like, you would have to know what to do with that information. Because if it's something you want to change, you'd have to commit to that, too.
Like I said,
or if it's just out of curiosity, what's the point?
But, like, I mean, when it comes to, like, the main function of a boner, and I get where he's coming from, I still don't know if I buy all the information, how accurate it is, all that stuff.
No, but if I'm a guy my age and I still wake up with boners, I would feel pretty good health-wise because it sounds like everything's kind of working.
Oh, it's not about waking up with boners. It's the boners you get in the night. Because wake up, look down, flick it, and then, okay, everything's working just fine.
No, but at least I'm getting one overnight.
Okay. But you need
a night boner. Bob Seger tune of all time?
Night boner!
Look at them sheets. They was poking out.
Woke up night to the sound of boner. Don't know what it sounds like. I don't rhyme boner.
I hope it wasn't a loner.
Thank you.
Because you want multiple.
Yeah, boners. We're talking about Brian Johnson. He's a guy we talked about last week.
His name's Johnson.
What are you, seven?
We talked about him before.
I didn't catch it.
Are you drunk right now?
Johnson's got a boner, man. He's in bed.
See, here's the thing, though. As stupid as I think this is, I do kind of want to see now how many boners I'm getting.
I do, too.
But it's all about, like, going to, it's like, it's the same.
Because you'd feel good about yourself.
No, but that's not it. It's the same feeling of going to the fair and, like, hitting that thing with the hammer.
Yes.
Doesn't mean I'm stronger. I just want to see how I'm going
to
do.
Right, because before this, you wouldn't even know what you're supposed to have, probably, right?
I don't know what I'm supposed to have now. Yeah. This guy's just making stuff up.
So it's not going to tell you anything.
He's just making up stuff. Which I get good for you, man.
Unless you have somebody to compare it to.
His son. His 19-year-old son.
You personally.
Well, I don't have a son, so I guess I'm out. Yeah. You want to compare boners?
My whole ass boner.
Oh, maybe I have less erection.
I mean, I still get them.
Okay. The fact that you jumped in immediately
and
said that.
Slow. It's like when I get a boner, it's like the mummy waking up from like a really long Saturday night party session. It's just very slow.
How's that sound?
Like that. Like you can hear my boner because it's kind of crinkly.
Yeah, it's like a door opening.
Yes.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.